worries me to see you like this. You can tell me a bit about what's going on. Can you do that for me? I know. It's hard. Yeah. We've talked about that before, haven't we? Oh, pet. It's okay to feel these things. Feelings just are. They're not good or bad, but they are amazing barometers to help us see what's going on inside of us. I need you to listen to me, okay? Look me in the eyeballs. There you go. You are not a mistake. No, you're not. Not to me. And I'm no mind reader, but I know that your friends don't think that either. They wouldn't be your friends otherwise. Oh, it's okay that you don't know why you feel this way. There's nothing wrong with feeling this way. Sometimes there is no why. I know. You know me well enough to know that I don't believe in destiny or fate or any of that. So I won't say that you have a reason or a purpose specifically mapped out for you on the day of your birth, but you were born. It's like a lottery win, right? How many million sperm did you beat to the egg before you were even born? You were a winner. I am so grateful for the fact that you are here and that I have you in my life, even in a small way. I know, I'm being sappy, but I didn't mean to make you cry even more. It's okay to cry, baby. I just didn't expect that response. Let it out. I just wish you could see yourself the way I see you. You are genuinely one of the best people I know. Deny it all you want, but I mean it. This is my truth. Don't insult my taste. Do you remember that time I called you at like 2 a.m.? You stayed on the phone with me until fucking sunrise, even though you had work the next day. Who does that? Yeah, you do. Without a second thought. I bet you'd stay on the phone with me again, wouldn't you? If I were to call. And then there's that time you helped me when I was sick for a week. God, I hate people seeing me when I'm sick, but you wouldn't let me suffer alone. You are just so insanely kind to the people you care about, and even to strangers sometimes. I wish you could apply even a tenth of that kindness to yourself. Seriously, think about it for just a second for me. Close your eyes and think about how often you assume good intent from other people, how often you hold a door or say thank you or smile at a stranger, brightening their day. Now cut that into 10 and apply it to yourself. How different would your life be? Yeah, I know. You know what I would love to see? It's silly. It's really ridiculous. But I would love to see you flirt with yourself in the mirror. Just wink. I swear it helps. I do it all the time. Flirt with my reflection. It's funny, and I don't know, it just helps me see myself the way other people see me without all the internal dialogue. Hey, no, you don't disappoint me by having emotions, pet. Fucking A, what do you expect me to think? I expect you to be real. And real means messy and honest. And sometimes it's not pretty, but you held my hair while I puked, remember? We're all messy people, just doing the best we can to figure life out on a learning curve. And that means sometimes we hurt each other, even without meaning to, but just because you've hurt someone doesn't mean you're a bad person. No. Okay, think about how lazy my brain is, your brain is. Our brains like to sort things into two categories: bad, good. Yes, no, up, down. That's lazy. Your brain wants to throw you in a bad category because it's used to being lazy. But you're not a bad person. Sometimes we do shit things, but that doesn't make you a bad person. Am I a bad person? I could believe that, couldn't I? But I'm not. I know it's cliche, but my point is that we all make mistakes. It's how you deal with those mistakes that, to me, assigns you value, determines whether you're turning into an asshole or you're just learning. Can you trust me for a minute? Okay. Pet, you are definitely not an asshole. I promise. That doesn't mean you're not an asshole sometimes. I am an asshole. My favorite line in Much Ado About Nothing is, "I am an ass. Let the record show that I am." I am definitely an ass sometimes. But that doesn't make me a bad person. Just like it doesn't make you a bad person. Just let me hold you, okay? Don't worry about my shirt. Are you feeling a little better? I don't expect this talk to make everything peachy keen. You're entitled to process your emotions, to be sad, to even feel judgmental to yourself sometimes, but I'm here for you, okay? Thank you for opening up to me, for being honest and real. Yes. Because you mean the world to me, pet. I want you to remember that, okay? Good. Now let's get you hydrated. Processing emotions is hard work. Be gentle with yourself, okay? Then maybe we can watch a movie together? Would you like that? To snuggle? I like it too. Sounds like a plan. Oh, one last thing. The next time you feel like this, please, 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 don't hesitate to find me again, okay? Don't just cram it all down for later. You were brave today. Now let me get you some water.